know you came here to say. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Week 12 of the National Football League in the books, except for one game. The Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens tonight at First Energy Stadium, Monday Night Football. Matt Schaub versus Josh McCown.
Dun, dun, dun.
A fitting conclusion to week number 12 in the National Football League season. Nathan Zgura alongside Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl, and Berea also have my father, Pedro, in studio, his wife, Sue, here joining us from California. I don't know if we'll get Pedro to chime in. Maybe at 11 o'clock after the hour, he'll give us a traffic update. We're not sure, weather update. Who knows? We'll see what we can do with him there. But it's good to have everybody in. Obviously, good family weekend, Thanksgiving, and everything like that. And I know we did a show on Friday, but it seems like we're reunited, man.
It does. It really does. And it was good for me to finally, after a big win on Saturday afternoon, and celebrate the rub it in the kid's face with a Michigan a little bit further set back than I'm sure a lot of Michigan faithfuls believed, and got humbled by a very dominant Ohio State football team on Saturday. So that brought a lot of joy to my life on Saturday. And I took, for the most part, all of Sunday off from football.
Okay.
But I will tell you that my yard, or my cul-de-sac, I am dominating with the Christmas lights featuring, you know, I've got a snowman, I've got three deer, I've got a pathway for Santa to land on. So that's what took up most of my day yesterday, and I had the kids outside, got them outside, and they helped me, and it was all in all, like I said, I'm dominating the cul-de-sac right now.
Good. Yes. So a good weekend
no
for
football
you.
For me. No football. No NFL football Sunday.
I got to watch a lot of football, which I enjoyed, and I just have to say that right now the state of refereeing in the National Football League is abysmal. And
That's what I'm finding out.
We saw it last night in the primetime game, and if anybody caught the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals, it was an absolute debacle out there. And people, I think, are certainly starting to have enough of it. Players speaking out, knowing they're going to be fined. There are even some, I don't care what Roger Goodell has to say about this, this is a joke comments. Calling out Roger the Dodger.
And what's so funny is, as they continue to try to make the game safer and get everything right, the game is still a very vicious physical football game, and they're getting more wrong than ever before. Because I don't remember the backlash of any NFL football season when it comes to the referees and missed calls and bat and timing and the clock ever before. More in my career,
yeah,
and since I followed the game of the NFL football game than this year alone.
It really is. It's amazing. And as you've pointed out many times, it seems like these people know what it is that they're doing. You know what I mean? A lot of these guys are veteran officials. You've all seen them. You know the name. But when it comes down to it on Sundays, people are just not getting it done. The calls are ridiculous. They don't know what down it is. They don't know what the distance is. They don't even know the rules themselves. Tom Brady last night saying he thinks that the rules just might, there might be too many rules.
Yeah.
And it might just be too complicated for these officials. And you can see it just seems that they're constantly screwing things up. The Baltimore Ravens, who come to town, were the victims of a blunder that cost them a football game.
Right.
The Jays should have beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars. The game should have been over off of an illegal formation on the last play. Instead, there's a sack, there's a face mask, 15 yards. They kick the game-winning field goal. So the Ravens should be 4-6, not the 3-7 Ravens. They should be the 4-6 Ravens coming in to take on the Cleveland Browns tonight in a game that two teams, certainly whose seasons are not where they wanted to. The Browns at 2-8, as we well know. And, of course, you have the 3-7 Baltimore Ravens. We are going to go through in tonight's game, because we haven't done this yet. We're going to preview the game. We're going to go through the offense and the defensive matchups for the Ravens and the Browns. We'll talk about the game. People, call your shot. Favorite Monday Night Football memory, if there's a Browns one. I remember being here for the year, I think it was the year right after the Giants had won the Super Bowl the first time, so it was 2008, and then you played the Giants on a Monday night, and the Giants were playing well, and the Browns kicked their butts all over town, much like your Ohio State Buckeyes did to Michigan, the kid. Maybe he knew. Maybe that's why he took Friday off, Matt Wilhelm.
No de guarantee.
No
de
guarantee.
Sure.
He might join.
And you know what I was trying to, I was pondering this morning as I was, you know, trying to get out of the house is, did we have any type of wager on that? Because I thought there was me wearing a Chucky Wood jersey at stake, you know, had Michigan won this football game. And I don't remember what was at stake for the kid if the Buckeyes would win.
I don't know. It's something that certainly will need to be discussed,
though. Absolutely. I know in hindsight it's very difficult because for him he's going to say, oh, we had no deal, you know. But in actuality, I remember very fondly that I would have to wear a Chucky Wood jersey.
Yeah, I recall this.
Okay.
I think there's going to be – something is going to have to be done. Answers, questions will have to be answered.
Yeah, of course.
As it relates to the kid.
And also the priorities in his life. As his Friday forecast, you know, he didn't even show up, doesn't call in.
Right, where are the priorities right now? I think you make a very, very
Williamsburg.
Good point. They were in on that day – that's exactly where his priorities were. They were in Williamsburg, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you are correct, sir.
Williamsburg, it's not going away anytime soon.
No, in fact, it's stuck in the 1700s. So, I mean, I don't get it. They're in the 1700s there. So,
so are the referees' minds and the calls that they make on game day.
Apparently so. So there's only one unbeaten left in the National Football League, just the Carolina Panthers. Tom Brady couldn't do enough. Fortunately, it seems like Rob Gronkowski escaped serious injury in that game, which is a good thing, obviously, for the Patriots going forward. But, again, just another interesting day in the NFL. Minnesota continuing to find their winning ways. Atlanta slumping back. We saw the Cincinnati Bengals take a nice step forward with the loss of the Pittsburgh Steelers there in Seattle. So an interesting kind of as we get to these final few weeks for the Browns, they're not into it. So, our guy Bodie on the corner said, Matt, you would have had to wear a Chucky Wood jersey. He can't remember what the kid would have had to do either.
See?
Maybe the kid was able to go ahead and get one over on you.
That's fine. Whatever. The get one over on him is the fact that we dominated as you know what, and he's got that to look forward to for the next year. So, have fun recruiting against that.
I think you should make him wear. I'm trying to think of who he. I don't know if there was anybody on the Buckeyes that he ever despised. Chucky Wood, you couldn't despise Chucky Wood.
No.
He was a teammate of yours in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you should wear a Wilhelm jersey.
Yeah.
I bet you have some Buckeye Wilhelm jerseys lying around.
Absolutely.
Hey, maybe you should wear one.
Backwards. Across the front.
Maybe you should have to put it up in his basement right next to the big M.
Well, he's got
framed, autographed Wilhelm.
He's going to have it. Wait, how does he come away with my jersey as a. It's almost like I'm giving him a gift for losing that football game.
You are, what was that, Dino?
I have a caller who thinks he remembers the wager. Mark on the cell.
Take him.
Let's get him.
Let's
Mark
go.
Mark on the cell.
Yeah, I think I remember from last week that he said he'd wear a Brutus Buckeye head for a day.
See, he probably would be okay with that, though, because then it would hide his face, so nobody would actually know
True.
That it was him.
Oh, yeah. We got to –
You're right, though. Getting him at Wilhelm jersey is a prize.
It is a prize. And I think that I think in the same way that we don't remember – I don't think it was determined because it was so clear and decisive that I would wear the Chucky Wood jersey,
right.
You know, had Michigan won. But I was like, you know what? Let's think about it. And ironically, the last 12 weeks flew by.
They have just flown by. Time flies when you are having fun. That's what we're doing here today. We want everybody to call their shot. By the way, we are going to go ahead and have Quadri Ismail, the Rocket, its brother. Do you remember what he was called?
The Missile.
The Missile? Or maybe it was the Bomb.
It was the Missile.
It was the Missile.
The Missile.
Come on,
at
man.
At Syracuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Missile.
Was he with McNabb? McNasty?
I think he was before McNabb.
Think so? The Missile. He from the Ravens Radio Network. He will join us at 1:30. 2 o'clock, we go around the league. We'll give our 5 takeaways from this weekend's game. Matt Wilhelm is going to have to dive into the box scores and summon all of his great powers. Find out, and we'll have the Monday Night Football edition of the forecast. The kid said he would call in at some point today, so
I don't want the kid today.
You don't want him today? You want to hear him praise the Buckeyes?
He can't take the time Friday? He praised me via
Twitter.
Yeah,
but we need to know if he's busting out the third da guarantee of the season for the Cleveland Football Browns.
I don't know how ballsy it is to make da guarantee about tonight's football game. No Flacco, no Forsett, no Steve Smith.
Listen, when you've only made two
and I heard Harbaugh's got the 10. Harbaugh's a little got a hangover, just like his brother Jim.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my. But if he hits the guarantee, I know this is probably the safest of all the guarantees.
This is the safest.
But he's still 2-0.
I get it. Of course he's going to call in today.
He's going to. He's got to.
If he calls in today, he's going to call in one other time in the remaining 5 weeks to do another guarantee.
Yes, we will. 216-578-0850 for you to call us up again. 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we can talk some Buckeyes, Michigan. The Buckeyes, obviously, a wish they just did this 1 week earlier. Give Ezekiel Elliott the ball. And by the way, if you're going to call out the coaches and you're going to say I should get the ball more, if you're going to take 30 carries for about, what, 215 and a few touchdowns, that's probably the way to respond to
it is.
To your
and
own
ironically,
comments.
His tweet following the game was Derrick Henry at Alabama got 41 carries, went for 271 and a touchdown. And he's just like, oh, wouldn't I love to have those kind of carries? Or so, it was a tweet of that nature.
Even after this game.
41.
He wants the ball. Ezekiel Elliott. Can't blame him. All right, 216-578-0850. Let's call your shot for this game. And if you're pregaming, where's the place to tailgate tonight before the game? Don't forget Dog Pound Drive. Matt Wilhelm will be on Dog Pound Drive. I'll be on Dog Pound Drive.
Mecca Don, my dude's in town.
Mecca Don is in town.
Getting everybody hype.
And if you've already started, some people have already started, call us up. Let us know where you're going.
Let us know where you're at in the process.
Yeah, where you're at.
How warm are you going to be by 8:30
what
tonight?
What DEFCON are you at right now as you get ready for the Browns and the Ravens? All right,
no slurring, please.
No. Well, or if you're there, if you're a DEFCON slur, go ahead and bring it.
Fine.
Let us go. 216-578-0850. You can tweet the show at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, at Browns_daily. It's Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.